السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
أحمد الله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا رسول رب العالمين أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. فاللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about the importance of the masajid for Muslim communities. Or I will be talking about the role of masajid to elevate Muslim communities, the significance of masajid in Muslim society. Just to realize the importance of masajid. When we compare the masjid of Allah with any other places in the world, there is no way to compare them or to compare between them. This is the reason why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the most beloved places to Allah are the masajid, and the most hated places to Allah are the markets or the malls, the business places. And look at yourself, which place that you prefer to go. If you have a free time in your schedule, do you prefer to go to the masjid or to go to somewhere else? And this is easy to judge yourself, and don't blame anyone. We should not blame anyone except ourselves. And when we look at when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the masajid belongs to Himself, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, indeed all masajid belongs to Allah, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, Do not invoke anyone with Allah. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when you see a man comes to the masajid, and oftentimes, how many? Once a day, or twice, or three times, or five times, it's up to you. We are not Christians to come to the masjid once a week, because this is the teachings of Christianity, to come to the church once a week on Sunday. Or Judaism, they come to the synagogue once a week, which is on Saturday. But we have to come to the masajids every single day in our life. And when somebody say, I know that I will be able to pray, inshallah, at home or work, and this is not my point today. You know, we will not argue in this point. We will leave this point away, and we will concentrate in other point beyond that. When we choose not to come to the masajid, how much of reward we will lose every single day, even if we pray at home. I agree. Just, you know, to pray anywhere, it's much better than nothing. But this is not my point. Just to clarify it for all of us. And we will agree together in the end of the khutbah, inshallah. And we will look at ourselves and our conditions. Are we really in need of Allah's reward? Are we really in need in Allah's house or not? And this is, we will figure it out later on, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله. Indeed, the one who maintains Allah's houses, the one who believes in Allah. Remember this verse and compare it or combine it with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلْ يَعْتَادِ الْمَسَاجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. When you see a man coming and oftentimes to the masajid, you have to testify for him that he is a good believer. These are two statements now. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلْ يَعْتَادِ الْمَسَاجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. There is no complicated in our religion. Subhanallah. It's very simple way, but we need to understand our correct religion. And even if he choose to do something bad, but he choose to come to Allah's houses, Allah will wipe up, Allah will expiate whatever he has done before the time of Salah. And the Prophet Muhammad mentioned, أَرْأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ نَهْرًا يَغْتَسِلُ فِيهِ خَمْسًا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هَلْ يُبْقِي مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ قَالُوا لَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَذَلِكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah, Prophet Muhammad gave us an example. If you have a river in front of your own door and you wash yourself five times a day into the river, do you think there is some impure stuff will stay on your body or your skin? No. Of course, you will clean up your body and your skin and your heart. And he explained, this is the example of salah, the example of prayers. And to maintain the masajid, there is a physical maintaining, which is to build the masjid, the walls and the doors and the windows and the actual building. And the other wing of maintaining masajid, which is the spiritual maintaining, to come into the masajid and to build the lines inside the masajid and to build the communities and to build the families at the masajids. This is the meaning of maintaining masajid. And when we come to the masajid, look at the Muslims at the masajid with the
different abilities, different languages, different backgrounds, different colors. And you might find the one who is very rich and the one who is very poor, the one who is very knowledgeable and the one who has nothing of knowledge, the one he is old and the one he is young. They line up, all of them, in the same line, behind the same imam, reciting the same Quran, listening the same recitation, facing the same direction, Allahu Akbar. And this is the actual training, physical training for all of us to be united. Tell me, how you will be united if you choose to pray by yourself alone at your home or at your work or at your job? How? How many times that you have a chance to come to the masajid? How many times that you have a chance to recharge your iman and your faith and your spiritual life? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, the first actions or the first real actions that he has done when he arrived into Medina, even before Medina, when he arrived into Qiba, it's a few miles away from Medina, he built the masjid, Masjid Qiba. And if you go over there in Medina and make wudu and go to Masjid Qiba, pray to Raka'ah, you will have the complete reward of Umrah. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Even after 2 weeks, he moved to the Medina. When the companions tried to receive him and to welcome him, everybody was excited to take Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his house. But he said, no, don't guide the she camel, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide she camel. دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مَأْمُورًا. Do not disturb she camel, because Allah inspired her to find the place that we will put the foundation of the masjid. And the first action he has done to build the masjid, before even shelters his companions, before making prophethood between immigrants and the helpers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he knows the importance of the masajid. And he started with the masjid. We have the masjid, alhamdulillah, we are blessed. But how many people attended to the masjid? How many families they choose? If you have a chance to go somewhere with your family or to go to the masjid, the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, billahi alayk, which place that you will prefer to go? And this is just very simple way. Don't really complain. You have to understand the situation by yourself. And we have a different, very difficult situation here. You know, because everything is available for people to get it, good or bad. All the gates are opened. Whatever you ask for, you will have it, good or bad. And when we look at the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. For there some houses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission to be raised and to be built. For what? To mention Allah's names in these buildings, which is the houses of Allah. When you choose to come to the masajid, what you will have? And this is the reason why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the most beloved places to the Allah are the masajid. Why? What you will have at the masajid? You know, you will have angels, and you will have the mercy of Allah. You will have the tranquility, the sakina came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will mention your name in the al-mala' al-a'la, subhanallah. You will never find all these good things in any other place except the masajid. Even if you have a Quranic house, if all of you memorize the Quran and all of you reciting Quran 24/7 at your house, you will not have the same fridges that the masajid of Allah have. When when the people come together in the masajid, the hadith mentioned, in the houses of Allah, to recite the Quran and to understand the interpretations of verses of the Quran, the angel will be around them, and the tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be spreaded around them. And the mercy of Allah, Allah will shower them with His mercy, and Allah will mention their names in the much, much, much better place than the place that they are in, which is the group of angels in Al-Mala' al-A'la. And only one cycle of salah, one rak'ah of salah, will train us how to be kind, how to be nice, how to be united, more than tens of books or tens of lectures. Because we might know the ruling of Islam, but actually we did not practice the ruling of Islam. We might memorize the Quran, but actually we did not practice the Quran. We did not live the life of the Quran. And this is the idea. We will live the actual Quran when we come to the masajid, when we deal with one another, when we help one another, when we support one another. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And the masajid, it will be the big tool to elevate Muslim communities everywhere. If the person choose to stay home, stay away from the masjid, and not to help his children to come to the masajid, look what will happen later on. When the children grow, and they graduated, and they started their own life with their own houses, you force them to stay away from Allah's houses. And it will be so difficult to break the ice between them and Allah's houses. But when you give them a chance, when you train them when they were young, and to encourage them to come to Allah's houses everywhere, it will be easy for them. Even when they get lost in the middle of the jungle, when they get lost with a lot of shubuhat, their nature of Islam will help them out to come back to Allah's house one day. Even if we passed away, we will train them how to reach the masjid. We taught them the address of the masajid in the town. And really, I'm wondering from the one who complaining that his children didn't listen to him, how many times that you bring them to the masjid in your life? Unfortunately, we have a lot of Muslims in the town, but we do not know any one of them except the one who comes to the masjid, who choose to come to Allah's house. When you see people line up in the lines for the salah, we will train ourselves how to be patient, how to be kind, how really to take care of the people around you, how to ask about somebody if you missed, or somebody will ask about you if they missed you. And this is from the masajid, from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran, O mankind, Ya ayyuha nasu, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Lord, the one who created you from the same soul. The beginning of Surah Al-Nisa. And the other verse, it's really will help all of us out to understand our mission in this life. O you who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, labbayka ya rabbana, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Subhanallah. There is one opinion, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. You know, when you hear the adhan, when you hear call for prayers, what is your reaction? And I'm asking myself and my brothers and sisters today, when we hear Allahu Akbar, what is our reaction. There is a righteous man. He used to work as a blacksmith, the one who is working with the fire to melt the iron. And he used to hold the hammer, the big hammer. And he heard Allahu Akbar while raising his hand, holding the hammer. For us, when we hear adhan, should we go to the masajid? Or at least should we stop our work and say we're gonna pray? Or what? A lot of us will say, inshallah, I will finish what I have in my hand and I will pray later on. Our religion is easy religion. You know, ma ja'al alaykum fi dini min harj. I agree. Listen carefully. Most of us, we might forget to pray on time. We get busy with some other stuff. Oh, subhanallah, I did not pray. But it's too late. There is no excuse for you. Because you had a chance to pray on the time when you hear the adhan. And this righteous man, when he used to hold the hammer up and he heard the adhan, he threw it from the back. And somebody asked him, why you did not just hit the last one and go to the prayer? He said, no, I heard Allahu Akbar means Allah is much bigger from anything in our life. And Allah is Akbar from my job, from my family, from myself, even from my beloved one. And this is the mentality that we need to learn today. And he threw it after behind his back and he went to the salah. Because nobody knows we will remain until we finish our job and to be able to pray after that or not. And the idea about the topic today, we will not be able to be united as a strong Muslim community unless if we choose to go to Allah's house and start from that point, start from there, from Allah's house. We have to make the house of Allah as a landmark in our city, in our life, in our heart, for our children and our families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that we have one Lord and we are related to one Father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He created us from the same source, from one soul, one nafs. And when you feel that you are worshipping the same Lord, and all of us as a servant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not feel more superior in other people around us. We will humiliate ourselves in front of our Lord. And this is the reason when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, O mankind, we created you from male and female, and we made you as a tribes and nations for one purpose, to know one another and support one another. لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most superior among you, the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the amazing hadith. And he said, O people, أَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ وَاحِدٌ أَلَا إِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. O all people, indeed, your Lord is one, and your Father is one. And لَا فَرْقَ لِعَرَبِيٍ عَلَىٰ أَعْجَمِينَ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. There is no more superior for Arabs upon non-Arabs except with piety and righteous good deeds. And this is what we have to learn today from the topic, the role of the masajid to elevate Muslim communities. And, you know, we have a lot of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not change our bad situations unless if we choose to change our situations. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. This is the chance that Allah gave us. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed that we have the masjid already. We have a unique masjid in the town. We have very beautiful masjid, but unfortunately, we do not have the audience of the masjid. The one who chooses to maintain himself spiritually inside the masjid. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help all of us out to rethink and to do our correct decision in our life for the few days or few years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us to remain in this life, just to take advantage. How many children that you have? How old are they? How many of them that you bring them to the masjid, count on your fingers? How many times? Zero. Or maybe one time, or maybe 10 times. Subhanallah. I know some brothers, every single day, they bring their children to the masjid. Even if they will not benefit themselves, but it will stay forever in their memories. It will engrave in their memories. When they grow, they will remember that they used to go to the masajid when they were young, and it will be easy for them to come back to the Allah's houses in any time. And this is just my statement today, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us out to understand our mission in this life and to help all of us out to come to the masajid and bring our children, our families to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu ya ghafir lakum. Alhamdulillah wahdah wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathiran ila yawm al-deen. ثم أما بعد، في عجالة تحدثت إليكم عن دور المسجد في نهضة المسلمين. المسجد دور عظيم، ولذلك كان أول فعل فعله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما وصل إلى المدينة بناء المسجد قبل المؤاخاة بين المهاجرين والأنصار، حتى عندما وصل إلى قباء جلس فيها أياما معدودة بنى فيها مسجد، وشهد الله لهذا المسجد فقال: لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه، فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. الله عز وجل مدح من يعمر مساجد الله بأنهم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر، والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شهد فقال: إذا رأيتم الرجل يعتادي المساجد فاشهدوا له بالإيمان، فإن الله شهده بالإيمان، وإن رسول الله شهد له بالإيمان، يا من اخترت أن تذهب إلى بيوت الرحمن. وكذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها، وأبغض البقاع أو البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. لأن المسجد ماذا يكون في المسجد؟ فيه الملائكة، تحفهم الملائكة، وفيه الرحمات وتغشاهم الرحمة، وفيه السكينات وتتنزل عليهم السكينة، وفيهم أن الله يذكرهم في ملأ أفضل من الملأ الذي هم فيه، وذكرهم الله في ملأ أفضل من ملأهم. هذا يكون في المساجد. لو عندك حفاظ في بيتك يقرؤون القرآن ليل نهار، لا يمكن أن يكون في بيتك مثل ما في بيت الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعقلها ونفهمها حتى نريح ونستريح في حياتنا كلها. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما نزل عليه قول الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. استجيبوا، ما هو مقدار استجابتنا حينما نسمع نداء الله أو حينما نسمع نداء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ أيهما أهم في حياتنا، مساجدنا أم بيوتنا؟ صلاتنا أم أعمالنا؟ خدمتنا لمجتمعنا أم لأنفسنا؟ هذا كله عند الله بقدر وعند الله بحساب. فينبغي علينا أن نفهم الدرس جيدا. ولذلك قالوا إن ركعة واحدة في المسجد جنبا إلى جنب تحقق وتعلم حقيقة المساواة أكثر من عشرات الكتب والمحاضرات. حينما تقف في المسجد بجوار أخيك المسلم وتصف الصفوف خلف الإمام، تتجه لقبلة واحدة، تقرأ قرآنا واحدا، تفعل نفس الأفعال جنبا إلى جنب، إنما تعلمك حقيقة المؤاخاة وحقيقة المساواة في الإسلام. فالكل سواسية كأسنان المشط، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن ربكم واحد، ألا إن أباكم واحد، ألا لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي ولا لأعجمي على عربي إلا بالتقوى والعمل الصالح. فينبغي أن نفهم ذلك جيدا، ونعلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقنا من نفس واحدة. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. أكرمكم عند الله من عنده تقوى أكثر من الآخرين. والتقوى من أين تأتي؟ تأتي من المساجد، حينما تدرب نفسك وتدرب أولادك على الذهاب إلى المساجد والانتظام في الصلاة والانتظام في الصفوف خلف الإمام. هذه عطية كبيرة من الله سبحانه وتعالى. ولذا قال القائل: علموا أولادكم كيف يذهبون إلى بيوت الله، فإذا ما ألمت بهم الفتن وتاهوا في غياهب الشهوات أيقظتهم الفطرة بالرجوع إلى بيوت الله يوما ما. لكن الشخص اللي معلم ابنه يروح المسجد، كيف حيروح المسجد لوحده؟ كيف؟ أنت أخذت ولدك على المطعم، وأخذت ولدك على المسبح، وأخذت ولدك على الجيم، وأخذت ولدك على كل مكان، لكن لم تأخذه على بيت الله سبحانه وتعالى. فكيف تقف أمام الله عز وجل وتعتذر من الله أنك ضيعت ولدك أو ضيعت أولادك؟ فحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نسأل الله جل وعلا أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا، وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم انظر إلينا بعين رحمتك وعين رأفتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم، لا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر، والطف بنا فيما جرت به المقادير، إنك على كل شيء قدير. المساجد، المدارس الإسلامية، كل ما يدلك على الله، جاهد نفسك أن تكون في أول الحاضرين في هذه الأماكن. All the masajids, all the Islamic schools, all the places that will remind you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make yourself the first one in the list. Whatever. The masjid, the school, Islamic school, or weekend school, whatever. Something will remind you with Allah's name and the religion of Allah, hurry up. Don't let the opportunity go away from you. Take advantage as much as you can. And trust me, you will never regret in your life. How many times that you choose to come to the masjid? Do you think that Allah need your help when you come to the masjid to pray for Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah doesn't need our help. Allah doesn't need our ibadat and our obedience. We do need help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we choose to stay home, means we do like that Allah will help us out. We are self-sufficient. We are in full in hope, in hope, in help. We don't need help from Allah. But when we choose to come to Allah's house, means we are in need of Allah's help, of Allah's mercy, of Allah's support, of Allah's guidance. And may Allah guide all of us. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خيرا وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very quick announcement before prayer. Today we have our activities for boys group and girls group tonight, inshallah, from 5 till 7, between Maghrib and Isha. At the same time, we have our halaqa sister, our sister halaqa today, for our sisters and our moms and our daughters
the adult one, that's the door is open for every single sister in the town, inshallah. Just encourage your children to come to the masjid. Try one time, you will not lose anything. Help your wife or your mom or your daughter or your sister to come to learn about their religion at the masjid, at Allah's house, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
استووا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a reminder for all of us, don't forget to support your masjid. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billah. Whatever you will be able to put into the operation account, just do it to increase the activities at the masjid inshallah, and to give more chances for the administration to serve you much better inshallah and serve the community. Whatever you're able, just $5, $10, 20, 100, whatever, just make it a good ayada for yourself when you come to the masjid. Do something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even a single dollar, it's okay. But it will be much, much better for us just to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we care about His house. And absolutely He will care about us. Don't forget just to participate inshallah. And we have the sandwiches outside, you know, to support the Umrah expenses inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. And we have the boys group and girls group tonight from 5 till 7. And at the same time we have a sister halaqa. This is for everybody. It's not for a certain group at the town. This is for all women and sister inshallah. They are able to come and join the halaqa and learn about their religion and their Islam inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. Just we have a request from one brother to make dua for an ill brother and one sister also, she is ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure both of them and to give them shifa and to help them out, you know, to pass the hard situation that they have and to return back to their families and their houses. Allahumma ameen. And نسأل الله عز وجل أن يرحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين وأن يشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم أمين. كل عام أنتم بخير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم.